How you doing there? Welcome back to Babylon Talmud. Today we're studying Daf Lamed Vav, Daf 36 of Masechta Kiddushin, friends. Yo, friends. Today we're going to talk about Wellwood bald spots. That if somebody goes to Wellwood, you don't make bald spots. All right. But women can, apparently. Women can make the Wellwood bald spots, but not the men. Right? Women are tourists from Wellwood bald spots. All right. Okay, fine. All right. Fine. All right. So let's learn about the Wellwood bald spot. Lamed Hey Omid Beis, the second wide line of the page, the second word of the second wide line of Daf Lamed Hey Omid Beis. Wait, I gotta rub my eye. Ma, don't give me a hard time. All right. Isi Tani. Oh, so Isi says that when the pasuk says "balyikachu," right? That the pasuk says, "What does the pasuk say?" So "balyikachu," I don't know. Maybe it's talking about like it says by the Kohanim, "lesakifu pasroshim v'losar." No, not that. "Balyikachu korcha b'roshim u'fazik," that. "Balyikachu korcha b'roshim," that they shouldn't make bald spots. And we're going to learn out, right, and by the people. So now on this daf, so there's the Kohanim, the priests, and then there's the non-Kohanim, i.e. the people. Okay, so the people are the non-Kohanim. And it says by the people, Banim la'ashem elokeichem, banim atam Hashem elokeichem, lo tizgodav lo tisimu karcha beinineichem lo meis. Don't make a bald spot between your eyes when somebody goes to Wellwood. So fine. So Isi Tani Af Bayukachu Noshim Paturis. So Isi says that the prohibition against making a bald spot when somebody goes to Wellwood, so women are paturis from that lav. My time the Isi. Now, how come Isi says this? And that's going to be the discussion of our daf for the next chunk. How come Noshim are paturis from Wellwood bald spots? So my time the Isi. How come? So first the Gemara wants to say, the Darshachi, well, he darshins the following, Bonim atem l'Hashem l'keichim, you are boys to Hashem, your God, lo tizgodu, don't make gashes on yourself, like cut yourselves, v'lo tosimu korcha b'neichem, don't make bald spots between your eyes, l'meis, for when people pass away, ki am kadosh atel l'Hashem l'keicha, because you are a holy nation to the Eibishter, your God. So now, there are two things in this pasuk. First, it says, "Bonim atem Hashem lekechem." You are boys to Hashem your God, not girls to Hashem your God. But then it says, "Ki am kadosh atem Hashem lekecha," because you're a nation. Now, the nation is boys and girls; it's everybody. So now, where are we? So bonim velo bonis lekorcha. So we're saying that when it says boys to the exclusion of girls, that is by Wellwood bald spots. So only the boys have a lav in Isser against making Wellwood bald spots, but Noshim are paturis. Atahomer the Korcha. Wait, one second. In fact, the Gemara, how do you know that that's referring to Korcha? Maybe it's talking about the gashes. Maybe only the men are not allowed to make gashes on themselves, but the women can. So Kshuomer ki am kadosh ata l'Hashem elokecha, when it says that you are a holy nation to Hashem your God, and that refers to men and women, Hari Gedido Amr, that is talking about gashes. Haman mikain bonim v'lo bonis, when we say boys and not girls, likarcha, that is for the Wellwood bald spots. Alright, so the boys cannot make Wellwood bald spots, the girls are paturis. Umara iso, l'rabos es ha-gedido lo tse es ha-karcha. Akum, we're saying that Gedido applies to men and women, but the Wellwood bald spot applies only to men, but women are paturis. My ba'anias ha'gedida, the answer is, the reason is, because I will say that gashes applies to men and women. She'eshna b'makom ha'ser v'shalo b'makom ser, because it's more broad, it's a more broadly applicable thing, right? You can make a gash anywhere, a place with hair, a place without hair, a fleshy place, a hairy place, any kind of place you can gash. But a bald spot, you can only make a bald spot in a place where there's hair. And therefore, it's sort of a less broad thing, so therefore it also is applied less broadly, i.e. to men and not to women. Okay, so gashing is an iser for men and women, whereas bald spotting is a iser for men. Women are pturis. Ve'ema bonim ve'lo bonis l'korcha ve'l'gdido. Maybe I'll say that actually both the bald spots and the gashes apply only to boys, not to girls. V'chi kosev ki'am kadosh ata l'shem elkecha. And when we say ki'am kadosh, and that applies to the boys and the girls, b'sritu u'disiv is talking about scratching. Kosev isi sritu v'gdido achasi. No, isi holds that scratching and gashing are basically the same idea, and therefore there's no distinction. And bonim atem, to the exclusion of bonos, is by the wellwood bald spot, whereas kiam kodosh ata Hashem Elohi kecho. Did I read that right? Yes, that's inclusive, boys and girls. That applies to gashing and also scratching. Very, very beautiful Gemara. So Omar Abaye, now says Abaye, Hainu time of the Isi. Now Abaye gives a different explanation of Isi. How come he says that Noshim are preturious from wellwood bald spots? So Abaye Omar, Hainu time of the Isi, this is the reason for Isi. The Gomar, Korcha Korcha, Mipnei Aharon. Because we have a Gzeir Shavit, right? It says, by the people, it says, Lo tasimu korcha b'neinechem lameis. And it says, by the kehanim, lo yikichu korcha b'roshim. So it says korcha by both. So malahol noshim peturis, afka noshim peturis. So just like by the kehanim, noshim are peturis from the wellwood bald spot, so oichit, by the people, noshim are peturis from wellwood bald spots. V'isvir elon, d'chiksiv kra, b'chulei enyonu d'chsev. Now one second. If we're saying, so if the assumption here, the understanding here is that all of these halachas by Kehanim, right? Lenefesh lo yitama ba'amov, lo yikichu korcha b'roshim, v'fazikonim lo yigalechu, v'sarim lo yisutu saretis, all those things, if they only apply to the Kohanim, not to the Kohanot, so then nishtok kramine, then I don't need the gzer shavah. It's like we had the same idea, yes, the same argument yesterday. We don't need the gzer shavah. V'teisi b'kav v'chomer, I can just learn it out logically. I'll say, that if when it comes to priests, where generally priests have a lot more mitzvahs, and yet it's only the Bnei Aharon, it's not the Lobnos Aharon, Yisrael, the people who have less mitzvahs to begin with, certainly it would only apply to the men and not to women. Would it make sense that by Kohanim, where generally we have more mitzvahs, it only applies to the Kohanim, not to the Kohanot. And yet when it comes to the people, it would lo sasimu karcha b'neinechem lameis would apply both to the men and to the women, but by the Kohanim only to the men. That wouldn't make sense. And therefore I can learn out from Kav Chomer that if by the Kohanim the women are peturis, so then certainly by the people, women are peturis. So Abaye says, meh. Ilav gzeir shaveh, I need the gzeir shaveh because it's dafka the gzeir shaveh of korcha korcha that teaches, the gzeir shaveh that teaches that noshim are peturis from the wellwood bald spot by kehanim. Meaning, because we have this gzeir shaveh of korcha korcha, what are we learning from the gzeir shaveh? What we're learning is that just like the noshim are peturis by kehanim, they're also peturis by the people. And if not for the gzeir shavah, I would have said that there's a hefsik, right? That because when it says emor lekohanim pnei aharon, that's in the first pasuk, but it gets to these other inyanim a few pasukim later. I would have thought that there was an interruption, and already that would apply to the women as well. Therefore, we have this gzeir shavah, and what are we learning off from the gzeir shavah? That actually it only applies to the men, and it doesn't apply to women, and that would be the same halacha by the people as well. But hashanah minei hefsikoinin, just like we asked yesterday. But still, the Gemara themselves says meh. Everybody's mehing each other, right? The Gemara says something, Abaye says meh. Abaye gives his own explanation, the Gemara says meh. Meh, 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 meh. So, hashtanami name of Sikinin, why don't we say the Zalbazachdu? Why don't we say the same thing over here? That, you know what, that there is take, I don't know why I said the same thing what? But anyways, why don't we say that there is a hefsik? And that it only applies to the wellwood bald spot applies both to men and to women. The imishum gzeir shaveh. And if you're saying, yeah, but then what are we going to learn from the gzeir shaveh? Don't worry. Mi Barile, we need the Gezer Shov of Korcha. Korcha lichdetanya for the following verse, lo ikachu, that when it says by the Kehanim, they shouldn't make wellwood, that, well, by the Kehanim, it doesn't say anything about wellwood. By the people, it says wellwood, okay? So by the Kehanim, it just says, right, it says, lo ikachu korcha baroshim. They shouldn't make bald spots on their head. Yochel afilu kerach. I don't know how to read these words. Is it possible that even if you made four or five bald spots, you'd only be chai for one bald spot? So Tamilomer, korcha, therefore it says, lo yikruchu korcha, l'chai v'kol achas v'achas, you're going to be chai for every single bald spot. Beroshom, ma Tamilomer, Akme has to say on their head, l'fishinem elos is go to do, v'lo tasimu korcha ben enechem lameis, well, because since by the people, it says, do not gash yourselves and do not make a bald spot between your eyes when somebody goes to wellwood. So, yachol lo ye chayiv ela al beino einayim. So, maybe I would think that the problem with the bald spots is only between the eyes. Minayin rabbis kol rosh. How do I know all of the head? Tamalom berosham. Therefore, it says on their heads, lechayiv ala rosh ke beino einayim, to say that you're chayiv on the entire head, just like between the eyes. Vein the other kayanim. So now all I know is these halachis by Kohanim, that you chayiv five times, that it's the whole head. Shari b'boi makos of mitzvah siseris. By Kohanim, they already have lots of mitzvah siseris. I mean, how do I know that this would apply even to the people? Ne'emar kan, korcha v'ne'emar l'holon, korcha, because of korcha, korcha, because of the gezeirah shavah, it says korcha by Kohanim, and it says korcha by the people. Makan, chayiv akol korcha v'korcha, v'chayiv al rosh k'beinu anayim, just like the Kohanim are going to be chayiv for every single bald spot, and also going to be chayiv on the entire head, like between the eyes, af lahalon, so oichit dartin, also by the people, chayiv al kol korcha v'korcha, they're going to be chayiv for every single bald spot, v'chayiv al arosh, ki beinu einayim, and they're also chayiv for the entire head, just like between the eyes, malahalon al meis, just like by the people, it specifically mentions wellwood, so af kan al meis, so also by the kahanim, they were talking about wellwood, bald spots, not just regular bald spots. Imke nichtov kra. So Abaye, meh. You know, Abaye, you know, maybe we can say that there is a hefsik. And the bald spot for the Kohanim applies both to the men and to the women. And the Gezeirah Shavah will use for, you know, to teach that it's talking about, you know, the whole head and the Yechayiv a bunch of times and that it's wellwood and to learn out between the people and the Kohanim. So, and for Abaye replies, Nichtov Kra, Imke Nichtov Kra, Kerach Mai Korcha Shmamino Tarte. Well, it could have just said, I don't know, Kerach or something. I don't know how to read that word. Why does it say Korcha Shmamino Tarte? Saying that we're not just learning out the halachas, we're also learning out that it only applies to the Kohanim and not to the Kohanot. Rava Amar, Rava gives his own explanation. Hainu time at the EC. This is Pshat mit EC. This is why EC says that Noshim are Pturis from wellwood bald spots. The Yolev Bein Einechem mi Tefillin. Because we learn out Bein Einechem from Tefillin. Malohola Noshim Pturis, just like by Tefillin, right? Noshim are Pturis. Safkan. So Oichidu also what are we talking about? Well, with bald spots, Noshim Pturis, right? It says Bein Einechem, right? It says by the bald spots, Lo Yikruchu Karcha Bein Einechem Lameis, and it says Vayilu Totofos Bein Einechem by Tefillin. So just like by Tefillin, Noshim are Pturis. So Oichid by the well with bald spots, Noshim are Pturis. All right. Rav my time le yomer ke Abaye. How come Rava doesn't learn like Abaye to learn the gzeir shav of korcha korcha? So kereach korcha lo mashma le. Well, you know, Abaye had this whole limud. Well, it could have just said korcha kereach, but it says korcha. So, but Rava doesn't hold of that whole limud. So therefore, he can't hold like Abaye. Abaye my time le yomer ke Rava. How come Abaye doesn't hold like Rava about the beninechem? So Amar loch. So because so Rav Abaye will respond to you, Tefillin Gufayu Me'achal Garmila, because we need that to learn about an important halacha by Tefillin themselves, which is Malahalin Makum She'osin Karcha Begova Sharosh Avka Makum Hanacha Begova Rosh. Just like by the wellwood bald spots, it's talking about not just directly between the eyes, but higher up, you know, where there's hair, higher up, right, between the eyes, but on the head where there's hair. So also by the Tefillin, It's not, you don't put the tefillin between your eyes. You put the tefillin right by your, you know, above your forehead, by your hairline. That's what we, right, Rava says, Abai would say that we need the Gzeir Shava for that. And not to teach that the women are pturis from, with bald spots. Alright. Fine. Uvein la Abai, uvein la Rava, I bought him out of my darashibe. Oh. So now, what do they do with the positive of bottom atom Nashim Elokechem, right? The first explanation of Isi, who says that Nashim are pturis from the wellwood bald spots. So the first explanation was because it says bottom atom Nashim Elokechem velo bonus. And we said that I was talking about the wellwood bald spots. Now, Abai and Rava learn out from different Gzeirah Shavas. So what do they do with bottom atom Nashim Elokechem? So Vin Abai, Vin Rava, Hai bottom atom my Darshibe, what do they do with bottom atom Nashim Elokechem? Hi. They need it for the following. Bryce said, "Banim atim l'Hashem lekechem. You are banim. You are children to the Eibishter, your God. Bismancha atim nehagim mina banim atim kuyim banim. If you're acting like children in a good way, if you're acting like the children of the Eibishter, so then you're going to be called the children of the Eibishter. But ein atim nehagim minek banim. But if you're not going to act like you're the children of the Eibishter, ain't atem kuriyim banim, you're not going to be called the children of, you're going to be estranged, you're not going to be called the children of the Eibishter. Did Reb Yehuda, that's Reb Yehuda's opinion. Reb Meir Omer says, Reb Meir, look, benkach uvenkach atem kuriyim banim, Reb Meir says, look, no matter what, you're still going to be children of the Eibishter. Shenemar, as the Bazel says, banim scholim hema. It says, they are these children who are like, you know, shtikl nudniks. So, but still, it's called banim scholim. Ve'omer banim lo emun bom. Right? It says that right. These children who have no belief. So banim oichidarin. Ve'omer zera mireim. Banim ashchisim. It says these nudniks, but he still calls them banim. Ve'omer it says vayi b'mkom asher yomer loim loyami atem yomer loim bnei kelchoy. It'll be instead of saying you're not my nation, we'll say you're the sons of the living God. Maiva Omer, what are all these like? And this pasuk, and that pasuk, and the next pasuk. V'chitem, if you're going to say sochli u'dimikrei bonei, kilezbu em nusayu lo mikru bonei. Well, maybe you'll say that if they're being shtikul nudnik, so okay, they're still called children, the children of the Eibishter. But if they don't have any emuna, I think that's what it means, emuna, belief. I don't know. They're not believing in God. God can't trust in them. So then they won't be called children. But Tashma v'Omer banim lo emun bam. No, it says that they're banim even if lo emun bam. V'chitem kileizbu em nusa hu demikru banim ki palchul avedus kuchavim lo mikru banim. But maybe you'll say, okay, fine. So even if they don't have this emuna, so then, they're still called banim. But if they're bowing down to the getchkes, forget it. Tashma v'Omer zerim reim banim ashchisim. It says bonim ashchisim, and it says pentashchis vasisim pesels. The pasuk that it comes from, that you know, it's a reference to Avodah Zarah, and still they're called bonim. V'chitem bonim ashchisim hu demikru bonim bnei demikru. But maybe you'll say, okay, they're called bonim ashchisim, but bnei ma'ayu lo mikru. But they're never again going to be called proper children of the Eibishter. Tashma, kamenir v'omer v'hoyer bimkom asher yomer loyim loyami atem, in place of when you were nudniks and the Eibishter says you're not my nation, I have nothing to do with you, yomer loyim bnei kelchoy, it'll be said about them that you are the sons of the living God. How beautiful. What does Rashi say? Hajim mikru bnei kel ayidei tshuva, if you do tshuva. When's this daf going to be? This is what daf is? Is this a Rosh Hashanah daf or the next daf? Whatever it is, this daf is during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, friends. So as long as we do tshuva, so v'hoyu bimkom asher yom eloyim loyami atem, yom eloyim bnei kel chai, cheve. If we do tshuva now, so then we could be called the sons of the living God. So let's do tshuva. How about that? Let's do tshuva. Why not? That's just true. We'll learn and, you know, it'll be great. All right. What'd you think about that? Hey, this is a very nice Gemara, very appropriate. Learn this Gemara during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Shtikl Soyrus. Shtikl Chizik. Very, very nice. All right, friends. Now we get to another Mishnah that talks about different mitzvahs that are done by the boys and are not done by the girls. Hasmichus, leaning on korbanis, v'atnufis, and waving korbanis. Okay, v'agoshes, and bringing the korban to the mizbeach, v'akmitzos, and scooping up the flour with your hands, v'aktaros, and burning on the mizbeach, v'amlikos, and killing the birds with your fingernail, v'akabalos, and receiving the blood, v'azos, and sprinkling the blood. Nohagim banoshim lebanoshim is by the men and not by the women. Chutz mimincha sota v'nizira, except for the mincha of a sota and a nizira, the breads that the nizira brings, shehein menifos, that they wave those korbanos. Says the Gemara, smichos dichziv. How do we know that smicha is a mitzvah for the men and not the women? Darbo b'nei Yisrael v'somach b'nei Yisrael somchim v'im b'nos Yisrael somchos. That says darbo b'nei Yisrael, and they do smicha dafke the b'nei Yisrael, not the b'nos Yisrael. Tnufis, the waving of the korbanos. Dichziv darbo b'nei Yisrael v'heinif b'nei Yisrael manifim v'im b'nos Yisrael manifos. Okay, it says b'nei Yisrael by tnufos, so it's the b'nei Yisrael, it's not the b'nos Yisrael. Hagoshus, bring the korbanos to the Mizbeach Tichsiv Vizos Taras HaMincha Hakriv Oso Bnei Aharon Bnei Aharon. Right, this is the Torah of the Mincha, and the Bnei Aharon do the Akrova Bnei Aharon Vilo Bnos Aharon. Kmitzis, scooping up the Mincha Tichsiv Vavia El Bnei Aharon Vikomats Bnei Aharon Vilo Bnos Aharon. It says that the Bnei Aharon do the Kmitzis, not the Bnos Aharon. Haktaros, burning on the Mizbeach Tichsiv Viktiru Oso Bnei Aharon Bnei Aharon Vilo Bnos Aharon. It says the Bnei Aharon do the Akrova Vamalikos Tichsiv Umalak Viktir. Also, Malika, killing the bird with your fingernail. So it says, Umalak v'hektir, compares Iskish Malika l'aktar. We juxtapose killing with the fingernail to the burning on the Mizbeach. And just like burning on Mizbeach is with Bnei Aharon. So Oichit, the Malika is the Bnei Aharon. Hakabalos, receiving the blood. Tichsiv v'krivu Bnei Aharon, that the Bnei Aharon are makriv v'omer marim. We said v'kriv is o Kabbalah Saddam, that it's reference to Kabbalah Saddam. So the Bnei Aharon are doing the Kabbalah Saddam, not the Bnos Aharon. V'azos, and sprinkling the blood on the Mizbeach. Azoh de'hecha, which sprinkling of the blood are we learning from? What are we talking about? E de'parah, if we're talking about sprinkling the blood of the parah adum, Elazar kasuba, that needs to be done by Elazar HaKoyin. E de'fnim, if we're talking about, if you have like a par helim davar shel tzibur, or a par koyin ha'mashiach, so HaKohen HaMashiach Kosovo, it says who does the Zrika Saddam. It's the Kohen HaMashiach. It's the Kohen Gadol. El Azor, the Ben of. Rather, what we're talking about is the Azor of a bird. That needs to be done by Bnei Aharon, not by Bnos Aharon. The Asi B'Kavachomer Mi Ben Tzon, because it's learned from Kavachomer, from sheep. Uma Ben Tzon Shelo Kavalo Kohen Neshochato. The shechita. So, if when it comes to a sheep, if you bring a sheep as a korban, so a kohen does not need to do the shechita. Shechita is kasher bizar, right? Just right, any of the people can do the shechita. So kavel o kohen lazo also, but yet a kohen does need to do the hazah. So ben ov shekavel o kohen l'mlikaso. Well, a bird that you need a kohen to do malika and not a kohenes in a din sheik balo kohen lazo also, then certainly you would also dafka need a kohen for the hazah. And not a kohenis. Chutz mimincha sota unizira. We said that by the tenufa, by the waving, so the women don't do the tenufa, except for the mincha of a sota and a nizira. Amalei, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yoshia the Dari, Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Yoshia of his generation, Lo tesev akarech ad de omart li lehoshmaitza. Don't sit down until you tell me the following halacha. Minayin lemincha sota. Shetuuna tnufa. How do I know that the korban mincha of a sota needs to be waved? Minolim bugufa ksiv. It says in the pasuk ve'enif esa mincha that there's tnufa by the mincha of the sota. Ela tnufa bebay le minolim. How do I know that she needs to do the waving? I say yad yad mishlam, because we're learning zayr shov of yad yad from shlam ksiv ocha. It says over here by the sota v'lokach hakoin miyad o isha uksiv osim, and it says by the shlamim yodov tiviyeno makan koin aflalon koin. So just like over here by the sota, right, it says v'lokach hakoin. So also by the shlamim it's a koin malaholim bailim, and just like by the shlamim it's the owners, the people bringing the shlamim, offering the shlamim afkan bailim here also by the sota, it's the owner of it, the one bringing the mincha. Haketzad, how could it be the koin and the owner? So koin mi machnis yodo tachas yad bailim, the koin puts his hand beneath the hand of the owner, Umeinif, and then they wave together. Askechan Sota Nizir Minalan. So we see that Sota does Tanufa. How do I know also Nizir? Asya Kaf Kaf Misota is Xer Shov of Kaf Kaf. It says Kaf by Sota, it says Kaf by Nizir. Friends, that was Daf Lamed Vav of Masechta Kiddushim. We talked about wellwood bald spots, and then we talked about other kind of avodas in the Beis Hamikdash kind of things that are done by the Kohanim and not the Kohanot. Friends, that was the Daf Lamed Vav of Masechta Kiddushim. Hope you enjoyed. Peace out.